Welcome back. You're with the News at One and I'm with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. As you know, the weekend's election was a game changer. The question we all don't know the answer to yet is what happens next. The various parties grappling with that, Micheál. What's actually happening today?
Today, the Green Party are holding a private meeting now that they are a fairly strong force, their biggest ever presence. What we are seeing from Sinn Féin is those calls that have been made to the Labour Party, the Social Democrats and the Greens. So that work continues. What's happening from a Fianna Fáil perspective is that message has been finally honed at this point, that it's now up to Sinn Féin to make the early running on this and see how far they can get with that. That gives Fianna Fáil a degree of space. And Fine Gael sending out the signals really kind of similar enough. It's up to Sinn Féin now. One disparate voice on that, the outgoing Minister for the Diaspora, Ciarán Cannon, in Galway East, saying that he doesn't believe sitting on the sidelines is a responsible thing to do and not an option, but I think his party will do that for the moment at least. So you're kind of working your way towards the 20th, which is Thursday week when the Dáil meets. What happens then? Does Mary Lou McDonald manage to get not alone the 37 from Sinn Féin votes in, when the election of Taoiseach begins that process? Will there be others? Will others back her and would give her early momentum, I suppose? And it's, but you feel it is after that point that real serious talks will begin. But that they could be lengthy too, and there could be many more sessions of the Dáil before you finally get your new government in place.
It was 70 days approximately, wasn't it, the last time before Enda Kenny was able to put the confidence and supply arrangement together.
Yeah.
Finally, there was various trips in and out of various meetings, all watched closely by lots of people. Do we have that amount of time this time? I mean, with Ursula von der Leyen and the news about the Brexit talks are going ahead. There's the World Health Organization warning about coronavirus. You know, these are just two examples of things that are pressing.
Yeah, even though like the early signs yesterday from Eamon Ryan, who will be a key player in this, was that if you look to European examples, and there are European Greens that he has studied closely, that to do this right, it could take months.
Also, you look at Europe, Micheál, you could look at what it was. Belgium went on for 18 months, 2 years. Spain, how many elections have they been having?
And didn't,
trying to resolve all of these impasses.
And the interesting thing about Spain was when they did have those elections, they didn't change things considerably. And of course, that is one of the fears and perhaps one of the driving forces, that to avoid that second or that swift election. So that maybe that will act as a catalyst to speed things up. It's difficult to say. There was a sense on Sunday when Micheál Martin came out and seemed to make a comment that you could read in any number of ways, but he certainly wasn't ruling Sinn Féin out at that point, that things were going to move a little quicker. I think as of now they have slowed considerably, and there is a sense from Fine Gael at least that perhaps maybe the opposition benches could be a place to go to. Within Fianna Fáil, you had that mixed sense going through at least Sunday evening. Well, maybe if we didn't finish the biggest party, would that even be easier, because it would push all the focus back onto Sinn Féin.
Are the Greens in a way almost coalition kingmakers here, depending on, if you like, on what side of the house they decide to land?
Yeah, I think so, because they're going to be needed in all scenarios. Like, look at the first one. Look at Sinn Féin as they move to try and make Mary Lou McDonald's Taoiseach. I suppose Billy Kelleher of Fianna Fáil pointing out this morning that is technically possible. There's 87 votes there. 81 gets you your majority, but different groups within that. I mean, there's the rural independents, there's newly elected independents, and there's AM2 are there as well. You've Independence for Change. There's a lot of groups that would have to be brought together. Is that just too big an ask?
And kept together through every single vote. You can imagine that being a tricky process.
And I mean, people saying that if Sinn Féin find themselves on the opposition benches after that, they would be extremely powerful. That said, if you had that group of 87, well, then you would have two other big blocks on the opposition that would be picking holes repeatedly in the form of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Then you look to, is it Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Greens? Do the Greens in that scenario, if we ever get to that point, provide what's known as a constructive buffer? But there is a feeling within some in Fianna Fáil that I've picked up, that if you're to stick to your word and those pre-election pledges, well, then maybe you find a way of forming something with Fine Gael and bring the Greens in as well. That would give you the numbers, and that would, on the face of it at least, allow you to lock down a government for 5 years. Is that something that's more appealing? But of course, that does many within that party. We expect Fianna Fáil will meet sometime in the next few days. Don't know how much we'll learn from that meeting. But there is a sense among others within it that if you're to look at what people voted for, they voted for change, and that is most manifestly expressed in the vote for Sinn Féin. And to avoid that or to ignore that could ultimately be detrimental to Fianna Fáil if they are going to make their way back into government.
Let's talk a little bit more now, Micheál, about what's going on in Fianna Fáil and where next for them. Political commentator and had author written down Johnny Fallon, but podcast author Johnny Fallon is on the line. And Johnny, like all of us, you've been watching this closely, commentating on it over the weekend. How do you read the thinking and the camps in Fianna Fáil and the options?
Well, I think for Fianna Fáil, they find themselves now in a really difficult position. And the problem is that Fianna Fáil is divided in several, at all times, it's divided into different camps because it is a broad church party. And I suppose to understand it and to understand what's going on inside the party, you've got to understand how the party sees itself rather than how people outside see it. And right now we're seeing two particular fault lines pulling against each other. One is an ideological. There are people in Fianna Fáil who very much identify as centre-right. They are probably, people would be surprised to hear, a minority, but they're a very vocal minority, hold a lot of powerful positions within the party. Traditionally, that's always been the way. And then there's a broad mass of people who probably see themselves a little bit centre-left. And the other fault line then is just division on opinion of how to deal with, let's call it, the Sinn Féin problem and how to deal with the interaction with Sinn Féin. And those two fault lines are now pulling against each other. On one side, if you take the left-right issue, there are many in Fianna Fáil who will see it. You heard Micheál Martin during the election talk about how Fianna Fáil was the party of the working class. Fianna Fáil love to see themselves like that. They love to believe that that is their home, that's their base. They're the party of free education, the party of social welfare, the party of the biggest spending on social issues. That's how they see themselves, and see themselves as kind of left-wing enough to be more than happy to deal with some of the stuff Sinn Féin want to do, like building social houses, sorting out the health service, helping ordinary people. They'd be comfortable with that. But there's another very vocal, powerful group who see themselves in Fianna Fáil as being the party of business, of international trade, of being the party of fiscal responsibility, as shocking as that might sound to some people, but they very much see themselves in that side, and they don't want to deal with a party they see as hard left. And then on the other hand, there's this Sinn Féin problem. And there's those in Fianna Fáil who, some are, let's call it a traditional Fianna Fáil view, which going back to the 90s and the 80s, is quite friendly to Sinn Féin, has a kind of certain regard on a nationalist basis for them, was the party that opened the door for Sinn Féin to become mainstream political party, was a party that was quite friendly with them through those years. And then there's a later grouping, a grouping that's grown up, say, politics in the last 20 years, where they see Sinn Féin as nothing but another party brutally attacking Fianna Fáil, the party that, you know, scuppered their own presidential attempts by pushing all the effort on Sean Gallagher in 2011 and accusing any Fianna Fáil fundraiser of being involved in dodgy activities. All of those things have hurt Fianna Fáil, and that group sees Sinn Féin simply as an enemy. And all of those sides are currently just pulling against each other right now.
So, and they've also led by a man who has delivered them another, what has to be acknowledged as being a pretty disastrous election. Nobody from Fianna Fáil anticipated they would be losing seats in this campaign, and the strategy certainly appears to have backfired in terms of losing support throughout the campaign. So, simple question, where to now? Because the options are stark.
The options are very stark, and of course Micheál Martin's position has been weakened by this, because he went into it having made several calls on some of the big social referendums. They were the right calls. People had trusted him. He was going in to lead here an expanded party. The opposite has happened, and that has weakened his position. But the option is really, really stark for them. Traditionally, if you were betting, you would say normally old Fianna Fáil was the type of party that if you put a block in its way, it just walked around it. It didn't get hung up on ideology. It didn't get hung up on big debates. It worked with the realities it was faced with. And on that basis, you would say, look, there is only one option for solid government. That's go in with Sinn Féin. and probably someone like the Greens and form Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, Greens against Fine Gael, Labour, Social Democrats. And they'll be the two blocks or dividing lines in Irish politics for the next decade. That is attractive to some in Fianna Fáil and would be the most practical solution and the one that gives the country probably some stable governments for the next 10, 15 years of different coalitions. But there's another group that just wants, it's a little bit of temper at the moment, and they're saying we should be like Fine Gael and just stay out. Sinn Féin wanted it. Now they've got it. They have their ball, but they've no one to play with. Let them play on their own. But the truth is, if they do that, the people won't be happy because it will end up in another election because Sinn Féin don't have the numbers without some kind of deal with Fianna Fáil in particular.
All right, it's fascinating stuff. It's all going to be playing out, I suspect, in slow motion over the next couple of weeks. Micheál Lehane and Johnny Fallon, thank you both.